Clark the Ripper by David C. Kopaska Merkel. At first it was a hobby, a bloody fine way to spend a Friday night. But then he got hooked. He was cutting up all weekend, then weekdays, lunchtime, even on his break, right by the water cooler with Perry in the next room, while on the phone with Lois. Clark? What's that sound? Finally it had to end. The city was nearly deserted, and he was running out of freezer space. Still, no one suspected his secret identity. Originally published in Dreams and Nightmares number 52 and awarded second place in the 1999 Riesling competition in the short poem category.